Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. If you just joined us, appreciate you checking in. A lot going on. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul just said to me, gee, it's been a while since we have talked to the good Dr. Frank Vigiano, the gadget guru, and it's his time of the year. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. How you been?
Been very well, especially with our new grandson. First and only one.
Oh, your first. How long ago?
May 12th.
Congrats.
Stephanie gave birth to Joseph Klein. Baby Joey.
Well, that is one of God's greatest blessings.
Congratulations.
It sure is, Larry. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got a list from you of some great stuff. You know what? People talk about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, whatever it is. But the world has changed the way people purchase in terms of, since COVID, a lot more people do online shopping too. But
correct.
What I love is you discover these items that are hidden gems. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with a portable television, which is amazing. It's an LED TV by LG. It's called Stand By Me 2. Ah. Now, what it is, it's a 27-inch smart touchscreen. Has a 4-hour battery life, but you can take it anywhere. So you could take it to, if you wanted to a game, to tailgating, to the country. It doesn't matter because you've got a 4-hour battery, and it allows you to do so many things. It has a number of features, but what I love about it, it's on a stand, and the stand has wheels and allows you to move it left, right, back, and forward, or you can hang it on the wall. Either you can do it as portrait or landscape, either one, but it is a game changer.
Dr. Frank, how does this thing transport? Can you, like, collapse it and slide it in and out of the back of an SUV easily?
Oh, Doc, you know what?
Yo.
Hang on 1 second. Casey, bring up Doc so that he can hear Paul. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. There you go. Okay.
My question, Dr. Frank, was how does this thing transport? Can you, like, collapse it and slide it into the back of an SUV real easy?
Correct. You can do that. And one of the products even comes in a suitcase, if you will. Think of it as a briefcase. And, you know, the old attaché cases that we had, think of that, large enough to basically fit the 27-inch television, and it's protected. So there's two different models, and the newest model is the one that's on a stand that you can wheel, put anywhere, take it off the stand. That's the most versatile one, Paul, because you can basically pack it, take it there, and make it, you know, get it anywhere you want safely.
All right. That is pretty significant. 4 hours so you can watch a good movie, right?
Yeah, and a good movie, ball game, whatever. The benefit is you can watch anything, anywhere, and stream to the unit. It's amazing.
All right, this one I love, Paul. How about this? We could use it in these studios. The Sharp plasma cluster ion air purifier and humidifier.
Well, I'll tell you what, the humidifier part would be welcome because these studios during the winter generate a ton of static electricity because they're just so dry.
Oh, there's no question. And you guys both realize, I'm sure, that according to the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, indoor air quality can be up to 5 times worse than outdoor air. And what Sharp has come up with is an air purifier and a humidifier. So it's a combo, and it keeps the air clean and comfortable and nice and moist. That's really important. It also removes 99.97% of dust, pollen, mold, bacteria, and any airborne particles. And what I love about it, too, it's compatible with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, and they also have an app. So Sharp's got an app, and the benefit is you can control it. And they've got it on special, by the way. Save $100 all the way through November and Black Friday. So it's on sale for quite some time.
All right, next up on the list. Oh, I saw this when you sent it. This FieldShear mobile warming gear. Paul needs one of these.
Well, I'll tell you what, our reporters certainly do. Anybody outside, you know, they're basically working. But FieldShear has been the technology leader in heated outerwear for quite a long time. And what I like is everything's Bluetooth enabled. So whether you buy a jacket, a vest, socks, base layers, gloves, it doesn't matter. And whether you use it for work or skiing or just going to a football game. And they have a mobile app, which is available. And it's really cool. It works again with Apple and Android devices. And what I like, Larry, it has something that's very unique. In other words, if somebody is skiing or maybe they get lost in the woods or whatever, they have basically in there something called RECO. It's a signal detector that can help rescuers locate you in an avalanche or you're lost anywhere in the world. It's really cool. And it's very popular. People are purchasing it. Their entire site is 25% off through Black Friday, and that's where you'll find the specials.
And this company is called FieldShear, all one word.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep, FieldShear.
Tell us more about this LG Styler smart wardrobe that you have on your list.
I need a smart wardrobe. I'm colorblind.
Well, this is a great gift for the entire family. So basically what it is, it's kind of the future of what we see clothing care. People spend a lot of money on dry cleaning, and what this does, that eliminates that. So it basically, think of it as a tall cabinet, and you basically plug it in. No plumber, no electrician, and steam circulates, and it moves hangers inside. You put your clothing inside. It'll vibrate the hangers, make them move, and that kind of releases, you know, the cigarette smoke. Maybe you were at a party, whatever, depending. But it just makes takes a piece of clothing and makes it fresh, takes the staleness out of it. It's certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, and it removes airborne allergens like pollen, pet dander, which a lot of people have pets today. And it's perfect for allergy sufferers, for people with homes that have pets, for sure. It also has an integrated pants presser, guys, so we can press our pants, you know, when we take them off and get them ready for the next day. But again, it's hands-free. It works with Alexa and Google Assistant and LG ThinQ app. And check out LG.com for all their, you know, they've got a bunch of holiday sales going on for everything, TVs, appliances, etc.
How big is this smart wardrobe, and how much can you put in it at one time?
It's very interesting. I've sent you a video, if you have a chance, Paul, to take a look at it. But you can put probably up to 10, 12 garments inside. And it's filled with water at the base. That's what you do. That's where the steam comes from. So all you do is fill it with water, plug it in. And what we love about it is, when I say tall, you can fit it pretty much anywhere. The product is probably 5.5 feet tall, almost 6 feet tall, and square, it's about probably, say, 24 inches square, Paul.
Well, that said, Doc, there's always great stuff. What's new, drfrank.com? We'll talk to you again. Any tips for Black Friday before you go?
Sure. Shop, research. Don't just buy, you know, a lot of people just impulse buy and they wind up taking it back. And some of these retailers are getting very, very tight and firm with returns. They're sending emails to customers saying, look, you're returning too many things, and at some point it's got to stop. So just be aware that it's best to do research. Take the time to do it now. save yourself all the steps of returning it back to the store or shipping it back, you know, to Amazon or wherever you purchase your products.
And congratulations again, grandfather, for your new arrival.
Thank you so much. Yeah, he is such a blessing, and I can't tell you. He's, and by the way, real quick, his father and mother love to dress up for Halloween. So I'm passing the dining room table. I see a Starbucks hats. I see aprons, and I see name tags. I said, Danny, that's my son-in-law. I said, Danny, what's going on with all their Starbucks gear? He said, well, this year we're going to go as baristas, and the baby's going to go as a cup of Joe.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The good Dr. Frank Vigiano. What's new, drfrank.com, the gadget guru. To Myra Rush in studio from our newsroom.
I'm here.
Thank God.
Thank God. I was late this morning.
Melatonin, you say?
Melatonin. I'm a menopausal woman right now. I'm 53 years old. I'm not ashamed. I look great. I feel great. But I take melatonin at night sometimes so I could sleep through the night because and I was up is late.
Does that really help? I'm curious.
It really and truly does help. If you're struggling with sleep and I'm not with the estrogen patches and all of the pills, all of that, I don't know anything about it, really.
And that's a shame. You should.
You have two daughters, correct?
Yeah.
And a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
a little old school.
Daughter-in-laws and all kind of stuff going on.
I don't ask. Maybe I should ask. Are you having hot flashes?
Yes, I get all of that stuff.
And how long does this last?
Man, it could last for years.
What?
Yes. Probably until I'm in my 60s, 70s.
You just exposed your age publicly.
I'm happy. I look great, don't I?
Yes, you do. I'm not going to argue with that either. Yes, you do.
Oh, goodness. So I'm exhausted. I'm tired, but it makes you sleep well. But I overslept only by 15 minutes. So, PJ, only 15 minutes. I got here at 7:17.
That's all right. It'll keep you over 15 minutes at the end of the day.
It's Easter Eve.
Easter?
Oh, God.
It's you gotta, that's 6 months from now.
You hear this? I'm tapping out, baby. It's a wrap.
That's a wrap. What is trending tea?
Pies. Sweet potato pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin. I like pumpkin with the whipped cream on top.
Have you ever eaten sweet potato pie?
Yeah. I'm not a big sweet potato fan, but I've eaten some pretty good sweet potato dishes at times and fancy them up for times like this for Easter.
So a woman on social media purchased white potatoes. She said when she peeled them, she realized that they were white potatoes, but they were white sweet potatoes, in which
I never heard.
So she said she was too embarrassed to make the pies, so she had to throw them out. But I would have finished making the pie. It could have been something. She may have started something new.
Right.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, God, here we go. We know. We all know that you're colorblind. Everyone knows. You don't have to keep telling us that you're looking for sympathy from
your listeners. What are you making
fun
of me?
No, I am not making
picking
fun
on my disability.
I am not. But anyway, I'm here. I made it. I'm exhausted. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I have to cook. My daughter came in last night.
Look who's looking for sympathy now.
Some issues with the airport. I'm going to have to make a phone call. Yeah. So we'll get to that later.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I picked her up at 11. Oh, well, I didn't pick her up. My younger daughter picked her up at 11. Her flight came in at 11:08.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And
she was in line traffic for a very long time to get into the airport.
Oh,
and my daughter's baggage. It took a while for her to get her baggage.
Oh, these are the first things we're hearing.
Absolutely.
Last week. Well,
make some phone calls.
Are you suggesting
going on?
Get there early?
I have video if you want to see it. It's
okay.
It's very deep.
I'm going to take your word because I am going to argue with a menopausal woman.
You bet not, because I'm coming over there.
I see it in
you see
your
it?
Eyes. Yeah.
You can see it. There's a song. It's a song.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for our employees here at KDK Radio. We have a great staff. Some of us.
Well, come back at 9:35. We're going to invite everyone in here to come in and talk about what they're thankful for.
You just made that up real quick.
No, I didn't. Ask Pat.
Well, you didn't ask
Pat's
me.
That's in the newsroom.
Did you just start this? You just did this
No,
today?
I said, well, I'll see her in the studio. I'll ask her then.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll see you in an hour. Get some sleep. Travel. And we are getting word that if you're traveling out of Pittsburgh International, hitting into the parking lots can be a challenge. So give yourself a little extra time. And my guess is, people don't know exactly where to go yet. And Paul, so to give people an idea, since they opened the new terminal last Tuesday, there is a gigantic flat surface lot in front of the terminal. Then there's the new garage, collectively 6,000 more spaces. And you would think, okay, but people are unsure on which way to go. And apparently there were some big backups last night to get into the parking lots.
I'm not surprised. There's a decision point there where you've got to make up your mind which direction you're going, which lots you're heading to. And it's the first time for some people, so it's understandable why there would be some confusion.
So that is a great point, because you're exactly right. So at the old airport now, you saw where it said parking, and then you made your choice, whether it was going to be short-term, extended, and then they had long-term, and you're trying to figure out, well, which is which?
Yeah, even then it was a little confusing. After you did it a few times, you knew where to turn, but...
Yeah, it's based on pricing and where you want to be. So just to give yourself a little extra time for that reason. Now, we're hearing TSA lines, and those things were good, but then Tamira said her daughter had to wait extra time to get her baggage, which I'm not sure about that part of it.
And Larry, back to the parking story for just a moment. You can get the lowest rate for the extended parking lot, the economy lot. You get that when you reserve a spot online at flypittsburgh.com. Apparently, if you just drive up, you're going to pay a higher fee per day.
That's
so,
a great
point. Getting a booking in advance makes perfect sense.
I don't know how many people take advantage of that option. The good news is the current security TSA wait times, 3 minutes for the standard.
It's 20 till 9. The morning bank of flights that would be the most crowded time has already left.
And again, we went over this the other day, but worth noting again, the shuttle lot, the cheapest you can get, and it's a 10-minute shuttle ride. Now, the question is, how long do you have to wait to get on the shuttle? You have to kind of pad that into your thought process. $8 a day, drive-up rate of $12 a day. So it's low as, and that's if you reserve in advance.
Yep.
So you could save money. Now, the terminal lot, it's called, is $19 a day or $25 a day if you do it the day of the arrival.
And this is the lot you used when you broadcast live at the grand opening.
Yes. It's right up against, you know, it's a big, I mean, you got to walk. If you can't get a place right up next to the entrance, it's a good walk. I'm saying, and it's got to be a football field at least. But there are a lot of spaces there in that surface lot. But that's $25 a day. And then, unless you reserve in advance, like we said, and then in that new garage right up next to the terminal, it's $35 a day or $30 if you get advanced purchase. I'm looking if there is a free wait lot up to 1 hour. It's a holding lot only, no terminal access. So
I guess the thing to do if you're going for the first time is to slow down some and give yourself enough time to read signs.
Plus, it would be really, here's a good word for you, behoove you to, I got that from Coach Tomlin. It would behoove you to go to flypittsburgh.com, and we'll put a link on kdkradio.com because this has the most up-to-date and the parking information, TSA wait times. It's kind of your cheat sheet, what you need to know.
You know, I can see how the terminal garage, when the weather gets bad, would be advantageous, especially for someone who's going to be out of town for maybe 1 or 2 days tops, and they've got to get right in the terminal. I mean, you got to be fast. You don't have time to wait for a shuttle, that kind of. If you're running behind, it would probably be worth the extra bucks just to be able to get into the terminal quickly and then not have to brush your car off.
Especially,
point. Isn't that something when you come back from a trip, you're like down to Florida or wherever you've been, and then you spend the time that it takes to get back out to the parking lot, finding your car under all that snow is a trick, and then you got to remove all the snow.
866-391-1020. If you're driving along and you've experienced this, maybe you're coming back, you drop somebody off, you're picking somebody up, we'd like to know in real time what your experience is at the airport now. 866-391-1020. And coming up, we got a chance for you to win a family pack of tickets to see Pitt and Ohio State basketball on Friday night.
Well, Larry, we're a couple of hours away from the peak travel time when highways, interstates, and the turnpike will be packed for Thanksgiving travel, and the forecast is less than ideal. We have some gusty showers on the way today.
Our forecasting gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour picking up behind the front this afternoon, and it will remain gusty through Thanksgiving through the holidays.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Kennedy, who also said they could get up to 7 inches of snow north of I-80 in some spots. So if you're heading that direction, get on the road.
During his weekly media session, Mike Tomlin was asked if Aaron Rodgers is going to play against the Bills on Sunday.
We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him, and we're comfortable with the general trajectory. His level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week would be the greatest indicator.
Well, just what he said.
Should we bring in a translator?
He's saying that's a definite maybe.
No kidding.
All he had to say was, it's questionable at this point.
Mm-hmm. In women's volleyball, number 4 Pitt is hosting number 7 Louisville tonight, and this is game going to be on KDK Radio.
Yeah, we're looking forward to bringing this one. Yeah, number 4 Pitt, number 7 Louisville. Louisville's been a nemesis for the Panthers, so they'd like to exercise the demons tonight at the Pete.
And the Panthers have jumped back into the college football playoff rankings, headed into the big game Saturday against Miami.
Playoffs, yeah, it's a possibility.
So how this works is, if I understand it right, they have, what, 24 teams in this ranking or something like that, and then 12 make the playoff?
Yeah, the college football playoff pool. So there are 22 now for Panthers. But the key for them, they have to win the game Saturday. If they win the game, they have to hope that Cal upsets SMU in Southern California or Virginia Tech upsets Virginia, that interstate rivalry. That's probably the better option in terms of possibility.
Agreed.
I don't think SMU is going to lose. But if that happens, and of course Pitt has to win, they'll play in the national championship game. That'll be next weekend in Charlotte. And then, depending on what happens there, they they're almost a shoe-in.
Well, I mean, if you win the ACC, don't you have a seat at the table, right?
You would think. But as I was told, it's not a guarantee. But from a practical standpoint, it is possible. So you got to take care of business first and win the game.
And these playoff spots, this is decided by some committee of NCAA and athletic director types.
There's a bunch of people that sit around in athletic gear and decide who's going to draw more people to television is basically what it comes down to.
You're right about that, I think.
So, and good luck to the Panthers.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.